2 Kings chapter 16. In the 17th year of Pekah the son of Remaliah, Ahaz the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not what was right in the sight of Jehovah his God, like David his father, but walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and even caused his son to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the nations that Jehovah had dispossessed from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Then Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to battle, and they besieged Ahaz, but were unable to conquer him. At that time Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drove the Jews from Elath. And the Syrians came to Elath, and dwelt there to this day. And Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up, and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, who have risen up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and the gold that was found in the house of Jehovah, and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent it as a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria hearkened to him, and the king of Assyria went up against Damascus, and took it, and carried it captive to Kir, and put Rezin to death. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. And he saw the altar that was at Damascus, and King Ahaz sent to Urijah the priest the form of the altar, and the pattern of it, according to all its workmanship. And Urijah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. Thus Urijah the priest made it, against King Ahaz came from Damascus. And when the king came from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached to the altar, and offered upon it. And he burned his burnt offering and his oblation, and poured out his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offering upon the altar. And the brazen altar which was before Jehovah he brought forward from the forefront of the house, from between his altar and the house of Jehovah, and put it by the side of his altar on the north. And King Ahaz commanded Urijah the priest, saying, Upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, and the evening oblation, and the king's burnt offering and his oblation, and the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their oblation, and their drink offerings, and sprinkle upon it all the blood of the burnt offerings and all the blood of the sacrifices, and the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. And Urijah the priest did according to all that King Ahaz had commanded. And King Ahaz cut off the panels of the bases, and removed the lavers from off them, and took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that were under it, and put it upon a stone pavement. And the covered way of the Sabbath that they had built in the house, and the king's entry outside, he turned from the house of Jehovah on account of the king of Assyria. And the rest of the acts of Ahaz, what he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead.